Podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Today we are joined by the lovely Megan White. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Lori. Thanks for having me today.
No, thank you for coming in. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Anything new since the last time you were here?
Not too much. Just, you know, continuing with my school and finishing up my last year at UNH.
Fun.
Yeah.
Almost over. I mean,
I know.
Geez.
I know.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
What's the plans after college?
Graduation is in May. Oh, you know, just I'm going to be on the job hunt, as most college graduates are. So I'd love to go into the broadcasting field. That was my initial goal. But not too sure what I want to do. I'm a news junkie, so
boy.
I got to be around that.
Well, good luck with that. And I'm sure we'll talk to you and get more updates on all that stuff.
Of course.
Today we're going to talk hardcore cheerleading.
All right.
Not just dancing cheerleading, stunting cheerleading and competition squads and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to give them some tips on what exercises they can do to better their stunts. Because that is essentially the reason why people exercise. And even the cheerleaders for the NFL, I mean, yes, you exercise to look good,
right.
But essentially it is to dance better, to perform at your best.
Exactly.
So, now, what are some things that you guys do?
Well, a typical practice for us would include some cardio, which would be running, and I think that's definitely important to boost your cardio level.
Agreed.
On top of strength training, because with the amount of kicks that we do in a regular practice, you really need that cardio, so we do 6 sets of 8 kicks, which turns out to be around 168 kicks. I think I did the math.
You
correctly.
Did.
So, yeah.
6 sets of 8.
And I mean, that's not just regular kicks. You need nice technique with them, with, you know,
right,
keeping your hip down, leg turned out, leg straight, no bent knees.
So, right. And it helps your abs as well.
Absolutely. Abs, I believe, are the core to your body, which they are.
Literally.
Literally the core to your body and the core to your strength. And
I completely agree,
especially in dancing. Yeah, everything just comes from your abdominal muscles, and I think that sit-ups and anything you can do, even with a medicine ball or a yoga ball, to strengthen your abdominal muscles will really help you.
Right, and you got to do more than just the conventional sit-up crunch.
Exactly.
In the regular stance.
Yep.
You know, it's okay to twist your body and do some side crunches.
Yep.
A very good kind of crunch is a toe touch crunch, they call it, where you kind of lay down flat on your body. Mm-hmm. And as you go up to a crunch, you do the position of a toe touch and then you snap back. It's a quick one.
Yes.
And so your muscles aren't used to that quickness and that flexibility. So that's what you want to do. You want to wake your muscles up, get out of your routine sometimes, switch it up. I know when we were at cheerleading, you would take a 5 count in between each particular exercise.
Yep.
And that's just letting your body relax to kind of wake it up when you start doing it again, or else you're not burning any calories and you're not strengthening those muscles.
Right. It's all about resistance, too. So,
agreed.
Yeah.
So like you said, with a medicine ball or just a simple weight in your hand.
Yeah.
If you can do it. I mean, you build up to that kind of deal.
Yeah. Yep. Start off, you know, with, I mean, however many reps you think is good for your own personal fitness level, and then work up from that. So,
right.
Don't ever push yourself, because, you know, that's how injuries occur. And
exactly.
You got to watch out for that.
And since you are lifting girls all the time, you want to make sure you work those muscles.
That's right.
Tricep dips, push-ups. Push-ups are the easiest strengthening thing you can do.
I agree. And I think that they're not only good for your arms, they're good for your back and also your core. Always remember to, you know, lift and create that flat back and tuck in your tummy muscles so that they're not hanging when you're doing a push-up. It's always about your stance and the position that you're in. You want to do a push-up correctly. So once you learn how to do, you know, a push-up correctly, then it really serves.
Right. And you can start out on your knees.
Yes.
As long as your form is right, it's still going to work those good muscles.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
Right. And now with stunting, everything comes from your legs.
Mm-hmm.
So you never want to lift with your back or solely with your arms. You start from your legs,
right,
in a squatting position and you lift. So squats are really important for cheerleaders. It helps your body, yes, but it physically helps you stunting.
I agree.
More lunges, step forward, bring that other knee all the way to the ground, vice versa.
Yep.
Besides cardio, it's crunches, sit-ups, tricep dips, push-ups. God, there's so much exercising. Cheerleading is truly a sport.
Yep, and anything else that you can find outside of, you know, a gym or even something you do at home. I mean, it's something you do on a regular basis, whether it's walking or hiking or bike riding or just getting outside. I know, you know, it's kind of cold outside, but, I mean, anything.
Here in New England.
Yes, of course. And tomorrow it may be 70 degrees.
Who knows?
But, you know, anything you can do that just gets you active and gets you moving will help.
Definitely. And you said you had given some examples. Swimming is another one.
Yes.
That works your entire body if you have access to a pool. If you don't live in New England and you live in a sunny state all year round.
Absolutely.
Get in that pool.
Absolutely.
Any other good exercises that I missed, do you think?
I mean, hey, walking your dog is a great exercise.
Right? Walking is good.
Unless you have, you know, a little terrier or something like that that you're just dragging along. But
yes.
Walking a dog is great exercise, too, and jogging. And
yeah. I take my boyfriend's dog for a walk, but she's 4 pounds, and I basically have to carry her half the way because she loses her breath. So, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I do, actually. I do. His name is Matt, and he is a hockey player up at the University
Ooh.
Of New Hampshire. Yes, he's the captain of the hockey team. So he's Canadian, too. So.
Ooh, does he have a little accent?
Oh, he does.
You love accents.
He does, eh?
Charming accent. Always good. Always good.
Yeah.
So. Well, thank you once again.
Thank you.
I'm so happy that you actually lived up to your promise and came back here.
Oh, I'll do it again, too.
Oh, you're all a witness. She said she'd do it again. Anyways, but before we go, I do want to do a quote of the week. And if you have a suggestion for a quote on cheerleading, please write into today@patriots.com. And today's is, to go with our whole little exercising theme, wimps lift weights, cheerleaders lift people. And this is from Stephanie in Pennsylvania. Thanks, Stephanie. Well, thank you, Miss White.
Thank you again.
Good luck with the BF.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Yeah. Love all around. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.